Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence as it heads towards the east coast of the United States.
Florence is strengthening this morning. The maximum winds are up to 105 miles per hour.
But the bottom line, according to Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center, is...
Interest in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states should closely monitor the progress of Florence.
Governors in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina have already declared states of emergency. It's expected to hit the East Coast sometime late Thursday. Longtime CBS CEO Les Moonves says he's, quote, deeply saddened to have to be leaving the company after a growing number of sexual misconduct accusations against him. A dozen women have now accused him of misconduct, including six whose claims just went public over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
First Lady Melania Trump and President Trump will be visiting the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania tomorrow on the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the annual 9/11 observance at the Pentagon. President Trump continuing his attacks on Bob Woodward and Woodward's new book. The president tweeting this morning, the famed Watergate reporter is a liar. Trump saying Woodward is like a Democratic operative. Woodward's book, Fear, Trump in the White House, comes out tomorrow. Many of those close to the president also still steamed at the anonymous op-ed purported to be written by a senior official in the Trump administration. Counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway says,
those of us who have the privilege of serving at the highest levels in this White House or in this government, we take our responsibility seriously. And those who don't, get out today.
Conway was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two of tennis's governing bodies are backing Serena Williams' claims of sexism in the way the umpire treated her during the women's final at the U.S. Open over the weekend. The Women's Tennis Association chief exec says in a statement, the umpire showed less tolerance for Williams' emotional outburst than male players are permitted. The United States Tennis Association issued a statement praising Williams for her class and sportsmanship. The impact of Hurricane Florence is one of the factors that will be determining the price of gasoline this upcoming week, while the other is that refiners will be allowed to produce a different kind of blend starting on this next Saturday, the 15th. Here's more from John Clemens.
The prolonged heavy rainfall, the storm surge, and the exact timing of the hurricane will all be a factor this week. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the national average as of right now.
The national average tacking on 1.4 cents a gallon in the last week, rising to $2.84 per gallon.
The other factor is that the EPA will allow refiners to change from the cleaner burning product that helps with the ozone during the summer months and begin producing the so-called winter blend as of Saturday.
And Jewish people around the world celebrating Rosh Hashanah, which lasts 2 days. It's a holiday that kicks off a 10-day period of introspection among Jews, and it culminates with the solemn observance of the holiday Yom Kippur. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're going to do a little bit of weather here since it's such crazy precipitation out there. Today, we got showers with thunderstorms, also possible after 3 p.m. with a high near 69 degrees. It's a little cool and chilly out there and stuff. East winds around 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a high of 90%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. We've probably got at least 2 or 3 inches out there already. Expect higher amounts possible with the thunderstorms. And tonight, showers and possibly thunderstorms, low around 67 degrees because of the east wind that's from 5 to 8 miles per hour and becoming calm in the evening. Chances of precipitation drops to only 80%. And Tuesday, chances of showers with the precipitation possibilities of about 50%. So we shall be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider and all. Today, we've got a very, very exciting show set up for you and all, and you've probably heard this angelic voice on the airwaves and stuff. Larry has his own show later on in the day and all. So Larry Cartwright, he's with NAMI, N-A-M-I. Which is National Alliance for Mental Illness. And since you've everybody's been really seeing a lot more and becoming more aware of things in the news and as far as society about the mental health issues that we have and stuff, we thought it'd be a good topic to get started with today. And also, Larry, first of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Very good. And Larry and I pass each other in the hallways when he comes in early or I'm leaving late and stuff. So we're very familiar with each other. So, Larry, we're going to do the hour, like, you know, off the cuff and stuff and, you know, the who, what, when, and where. So tell us, first of all, about yourself.
Well, I'm too old.
Okay.
As I mentioned before, I'm married. I've been married for 54 years in January.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. High school sweetheart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have four kids. And four kids, yeah, my youngest is 42, so that tells you something. but four adult children. And I'm retired, have been for a little over 8 years now.
Oh, wow, okay.
And, you know, but as I say to people, when I say, oh, you're retired, I say, yeah, I work harder now than when I worked.
Isn't that
something?
When I
worked, I was a boss. I said, you do this and you do that.
Yeah.
Let me know Friday how it works out, you know. Now I look at my wife and she laughs at me, you know, so. But
Now, how did you ever get involved with the NOMI here in Hunterdon County? Tell us a little bit about it and how you entered it.
Well, how we got involved in it was my youngest son, when he was going to Raritan Valley to make up some credits before he could go to college, and he came home at Christmas, the first Christmas break, and back then, 20-plus years ago, I was going to do some painting, but everything was oil-based paint back then, which a lot of people don't know.
Right. Yeah, it was exactly. Oil-based. Yeah.
So I bought a 2-gallon can of turpentine, and he came home from his break. And he lived at home. He went back and forth because he's only in, Somerville there. And he came home and drank the turpentine, the 2 gallons. Doctors were amazed that he didn't burn his whole insides out.
Holy cow.
And he didn't, thank God. And he was in a hospital for a week, and they cleared him all out and everything, and they released him. And he was home 3 days, and he wound up attempting suicide again. Jeez. And he wound up going to Carrier Clinic, and he was there for 28 days till my insurance ran out. They transferred him to Trenton Psych. He was there for almost 20 months.
Wow.
Then they transferred him to Hagedorn when it was still open up here in Glen Gardner.
Oh, yeah.
He was there for 11 months. So he was hospitalized for almost, a good almost 3 years. And when he got out, he was in and out of the hospital more times than we care to remember. And then finally, we didn't know what to do, And he was, not well yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody said, well, why don't you go to a NAMI meeting? I don't know what a NAMI meeting was.
Right, exactly. You were like, what is that?
Yeah, exactly. Who heard of it? I'd never heard of it. And so we went, and then we didn't do anything right away. It was like, we went to the meeting and talked to some people, and that was it. Then the lady who's from, I said, there's a NAMI New Jersey, and every state has a state NAMI that sort of overlooks the various branches.
Okay.
And the lady that's in charge of running classes for the whole state said to us, you ought to take this class, this 12-week family-to-family class. Well, I was working, and I couldn't take it because of my hours. So my wife took it.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year and a half later, I had the time, and I took it, and it was very enlightening, and the lady that was running the class was the same woman, and she says, you ought to teach this, and I teach it. I barely got through it.
Right, yeah, exactly,
And she says, well, we'll teach you how to, we'll guide you and everything. Well, there's a 3-day class that you go to and to learn. So I've been teaching it ever since. And that's
isn't that something?
It's been a while, but that's how we got involved. Mm-hmm.
From not knowing anything about it to being one of the major key factors here in Hunterdon County, at least, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, NAMI, for an example, like I said to you earlier, there's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. Here in Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our houses, and somebody once told me that it's great for a traffic. You don't have any traffic jams going from the kitchen to the living room. And they're right, But and what we try to do is help people who either have someone in their family, know someone, work with someone, related to someone somehow, who have a mental health issue. And we also try to guide a person who has a mental health issue the right direction to get help that they need. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Wow.
But we do a lot of other things also.
That's pretty interesting, having that kind of an association or facility or program here available for 100 and counting and stuff for our members and radio listening audience and all. Right. That's very, very good. And is there like a telephone number or is there a website they can go to?
Well, there's a website. It's called NAMIHunterton.org.
Okay.
And there's a telephone number. It's 908-284-0500. As I told you, we don't have someone man it 24/7, but we have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will be back to you as soon as possible.
Right.
Okay. And we do answer all calls.
Very good. And we're going to take a little commercial break.
Sure.
We'll be right back with Larry Cartwright from NAMI.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, Hunterdon County's premier health and weight loss program and stuff. Stop down to the office and get your BCA body composition analysis done. Mention that you heard me on the radio, and we'll do a complimentary BCA for you and all. So remember to call up and schedule your appointment, 908-824-7217. Well, we're back, and we've got Larry Cartwright here from NAMI, which stands for National Alliance of Mental Illness. Everybody's been keeping it so hush-hush and all that now we need to bring it out into the open and stuff and let people be aware that there is an association and a program here that we can have, and we've got one of the excellent teachers for it and all. So, Larry, let's talk a little bit more about what NAMI is all about and the programs and the facilities, or not so much facilities, but the programs that you guys offer to the people of Hunterdon County.
Okay. Well, we have what they call a family-to-family class. It's a 12-week class. And let me prefix, everything we do and everything we put out is for free. There's
Isn't
no
that
charge.
Something? No support? No.
There's no
nothing.
Charge
wow.
for any of the folders or manuals or anything we give out in the class. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to take the class, but you do have to register.
Okay, so that's an important thing.
We're only allowed so many in a class if you have more than that, it's not, you know.
Right.
But anyway, what the class does is try to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. And they do that in numerous ways. One of the ways they do it is they have what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do in certain circumstances.
Oh, wow.
There's a myth about suicide that if you think someone is contemplating suicide, you shouldn't ask them. Well, that's a myth. You should ask them.
Isn't that something? Bring it out to the open so that they can reveal.
A lot of times the people just want to talk about it, and they don't know who to talk to. So if you approach them and say, you know, are you contemplating hurting yourself or anything? Because, you know, you're acting a little different. And, you know, talk to me, you know, and a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, they'll talk.
Isn't that it's interesting, like people who jump off bridges to commit suicide and stuff,
right.
The ones that survive the impact at the other end and stuff, they ask them, you know, what was it that, you know, you thought about on the way down? And they said, as soon as I let go, my last contact with the bridge or the whatever and stuff, it was all the reasons why I should be living yet and stuff.
Right.
And it's amazing just that if they had taken another second or two, you know, what would have happened in their lives.
Right, exactly. But anyway, we have an upcoming class coming on the 22nd of September.
Okay.
And it's run from 9 a.m. to 11:30, and it's a Saturday. There'll be every Saturday for 12 weeks.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Oh, so convenient location here.
And we usually do it during the weeknight, and a lot of times people say to us, well, we're working, we can't, you know. We can't get it, you know, so we decided to change it and do it to a Saturday and see what happens. So this is the first time we're doing it on a Saturday, so we hope we get a, you know.
Oh, so that'll be good to see how that works out.
Yeah, exactly.
And Saturdays are that much more open for most people that are, you know, working during the week and stuff like that.
Exactly. We also have a support group that we run the third Thursday of every month at in Flemington at 52 East Main Street. It's the Getting Together Center building. I don't know if you're aware of the Getting Together Center, but it's at their building. And you don't have to be a member of NAMI. You don't have to register. You can just come.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 7 to 8:30.
So what kind of people do you get coming there and stuff? Is it generally the person that has the condition or the issue, or is it the other people,
it's
the support
aid,
people?
Family, et cetera.
And who from the family should actually come? Brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles,
anybody,
mother, father, grandparents?
Anyone.
Because the more people that are educated and made aware
of
this.
Mental illness
stuff,
affects the whole family.
Isn't that something?
If you've got say for argument's sake, my family, all right? As I said, my youngest son is schizophrenic, and he has 2 brothers and a sister. And it affected them, you know, along with his mother and father. And my feeling, which isn't the right one, but my feeling at the time and initially was don't say anything to anybody, you know. And that's pretty much what people do. They try not to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll keep it, you know, huddled up in the closet.
Right.
You know, which you shouldn't, you know, because there's help out there. And you don't have to do this alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the support group is for. You know, you can come and talk because you have a problem. You're going through X. Somebody, myself maybe, or somebody else in the class has gone through X already and they've passed it. And they can tell you what they did to work to support their loved one. You know, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we give them, you know, our card and say, you know, call us at any time if you want to ask a question or you just want to talk or whatever.
Which is important and stuff, whether you're the person suffering the condition or you're the support people trying to, you know, work that individual through that issue and stuff.
Sure.
You need to have questions and answers all the time.
And if, you know, and if it's your son or daughter, yeah, you're a parent, you know, and that's very difficult, you know, and so a lot of times, you know, people can give them information and support and things that they tried and that were successful with to help the person, you know, they may try. It may not work for them, but, you know.
But at least it's something that's been done and
it
got good support or recognition.
You know,
then.
It got results from another family, you know. So that's very, very supportive for people who come there. You know,
right?
And everything is strictly confidential. You know, we don't tell the people's names or anything. Nothing. You know,
right?
It's in fact, if my wife and I are two of the facilitators for the support group.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of times, if I can't make it for whatever reason, she'll come home. I said, "How did it go?" "Well, it went good," you know. And that was it. You know, she won't, and that's right. It's confidential.
That's right. Exactly.
Even though I'm, you know, if I'd have been there, I'd have heard it all. That doesn't matter. It's confidential, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just, it's another way of helping people, you know. We give presentations. I think I told you we've been given a presentation for about 6 years, I think it is, at Educational Services. And not everybody at Educational Services has a mental health issue, but a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to us after the presentation. "Well, I'm so glad you came, you know, and things like that.
Something?
And, you know.
So who should be contacting you, and as far as, you know, small businesses, large businesses, schools, teachers, principals, superintendents?
All of the above.
All of them.
Yeah.
Because this is not just an adult kind of condition now and stuff, right?
No, definitely not. It affects teenagers. It affects adolescents, young children. You know, it's more and more becoming the more research they do, the more they find that the younger people are that are having problems and that they should, you know, get help.
So the earlier the intervention, and as far as recognizing that there's an issue, diagnosing what the condition is that they have and whether they use some sort of a therapy or medication or a combination of everything and all, the better off that individual is going to be able to function then and all.
If they take the medication that is prescribed.
Which is a whole other issue.
When I teach the class, a lot of times I'll say, when we're talking medication, I'll say, "Have you ever had an infection and the doctor gave you an antibiotic and told you to take it for 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hand if you took it for 10 days.
Yeah.
Well, out of a class of 15, maybe two would raise their hand. And I'll say to the rest, "Why didn't you take it for 10 days? And they say, "Well, I felt better." Well, if you're coming out of a hospital, whether it's state or local, and they've been on medication for a week or 10 days or 6 months, and now you come out, 3 days, you feel good. You don't need to take your medication anymore, right? Well, that's why people with mental health issues stop taking it a lot of times. That's not the only reason.
Right,
But a lot of times that's the reason. They feel better.
Mm.
Until they crash and then they start all over again, you know.
And then the whole cycle starts over again.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. And it's sad that it does, you know, but it does. And, you know, and we will go anywhere to give a presentation or to talk about, you know, NAMI and it's, you know, what it does and who it helps and so on and so on.
So you'll do rather small groups, like if it's even just a family type of a thing, all the way up to a large presentation at like a school or even like a business when they have to have a certain number of hours of classes that they offer to the individual and all.
In fact, we've done that a couple times already, you know, over the years. And, you know, anybody. It's the more education that gets out there, the more the stigma is broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these people, these famous people that are coming out now and saying they have depression and this, that, you know, that is great because you look at Bruce Springsteen, who says he has depression and has depression and didn't vocalize it till he wrote the song Depressed.
Right,
You know, I don't remember that song or not, but he wrote that song and he sang it and then he came out. Now, people like him that come out, you can say, here's Bruce Springsteen. Here's Dolly Parton. Here's, you know, a whole bunch of others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they going on with their life and they're living with it. Well, not everybody with mental illness is going to be a superstar. But you can go on with your life.
Right.
And you can have a job. You can get married. You can have kids. Mm-hmm. You know. And like I said, you can live a normal, quote-unquote, life.
Right.
And it doesn't have to stop you from going forward. You just have to do certain things that, you know, maybe you didn't like doing or you don't like doing, but you have to do them to continue on your path to success, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you see more of like manic depressive? Do you see more of schizophrenia? Do you see more bipolar? I mean, these are just some of the common terms thrown out there now.
if you, the way they diagnose it, anxiety has a numerous subtitles. Post-traumatic stress, you know, and they've got like six or seven things that fall under anxiety. I would say probably bipolar and depression are probably the two biggest ones we see. On an overall scale, schizophrenia is about 1% of the population.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. You know, but it's just the way it is, you know. But bipolar and, you know, depression.
Depression is a very, very big thing that goes on, yeah.
And everybody gets depressed over something. You break up with your girlfriend, you cracked your car up, you know. But the length of time that you stay depressed is the difference between the illness and...
Recovery, and then being controlled by the condition as opposed to you controlling the condition.
Right. I mean, I lost my job way back when, and I was depressed for a week. I'm out there splitting firewood, and I'm saying to myself, you got four kids, a house, a mortgage, car payment. You better get your butt back out to work.
That's it, exactly.
And I went and got a job. Yeah. You know?
No time for depression to set
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And, you know, but that was a week, and then it went over, and, you know. But that's not the illness of depression.
Right.
That's caused by losing my job. Other people break up with their girlfriend, they get depressed, or their marriage folds and they get depressed. Whatever the case may be that way.
Right.
But, you know, there are solutions to the problem.
To it and all. We're going to take a little commercial break here, Larry, and we're going to be right back. So everybody hang on.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Get Healthy 100, and this is Dr. Miola, and we've got a very, very interesting and very timely topic that we're discussing today. We're talking to Larry Cartwright, who is Vice President, Board of Directors for NAMI of 100, and that stands for National Alliance of Mental Illness. We were off air. We were talking about the number of celebrities and stuff, whether they're national or world famous or they're just our little backyard Mr. or Mrs. or, you know, people that we see but don't know their name and stuff that are suffering from a multitude of different conditions, bipolar, anxiety, post-traumatic schizophrenia and all, and how, like, you know, the more in the public's eye and stuff, you are, the more of an impact you can make. But here in Hunterdon County and stuff, the impact is at the family level and all. And Larry and his organization here of NAMI of Hunterdon is doing an outstanding job at supporting and giving, you know, aid to those kind of people and all. So, Larry, why don't we continue on with what we were talking about?
I was telling you off the air that Demi Lovato came out, and she has, you know, bipolar and depression. And she would think it was normal to stay up for 4 and 5 days at a time, round the clock. She would write 7 songs a night and think it was normal.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has found out that it's not so normal. And she has, you know, medication that she takes. And she has come out. And NAMI has a national organization that oversees the state organizations.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And they have a conference every year. She comes out to the conferences and she speaks to the people and talks to them, and she is like a spokesperson for NAMI.
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, it's awesome. It really is to have those type of people.
Sure, exactly.
Speak out.
People that, you know, are in the public's eyes all the time,
right,
and things like that.
Right. And, you know, like I said, she used to think it was normal to stay up for 4 or 5 days at a time.
Isn't that something?
All night long, writing, right, writing songs.
And that,
stuff.
In a sense, is how people with mental illness kind of see things and stuff. They don't think anything,
right,
of, you know, doing like a lengthy or repetitive or what the normal person would consider abnormal behavior, because,
right,
for them and stuff, that's a normal behavior,
right,
pattern and all.
And, you know, the thing is, too, like we were talking about post-traumatic stress, a lot of times up until now, it was always, well, that's the soldiers, you know, military always,
mm-hmm,
has that. They come home, you know, from combat or whatever. Well, 2 points. Floods that destroyed houses and all the people's belongings.
Yeah.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. They all have had effects on people and cause post-traumatic stress.
Mm.
EMTs, firemen, ironically, and policemen. Ironically enough, I want to say, I don't want to misquote the figure, but I'll just go with 90%. I think it's a little higher, but I'll just use 90%. 90% of the soldiers, the military, who have PTSD, never saw combat.
Oh, is it that interesting?
What they found is that in the military, having been in the military, I know,
mm-hmm,
You get up at this time, you do this, you eat breakfast, you go to, you know, you run track, and then you do this, and then you do that, and then you eat supper, and then this, and then you go to bed. And the next day you do this, this, and this again. So you have this regimentated day.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're in the military, everything is regimentated. You don't have to make decisions because you've got sergeants and captains and majors who make the decisions for you.
For you and stuff, yeah.
So you just have to get up when they tell you to get up, and they blow reveille, you get up, you know, and then you do this, this, and this. When you get out, if you happen to have a wife or kids, now you have to get a job. Now you have to have responsibility. Now you don't have to wait for reveille. You have to do this for the, you know, for your son or your daughter, mm, or wife or whatever. And the stress gets too much. And that's what causes a lot of PTSD.
Isn't
in
that
former
something?
Military.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's... I found that very interesting.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody thinks, you know, post-traumatic and stuff, you know, they were on the front line, you know, they saw,
sure,
the worst that, you know, war could provide or present, mm-hmm, to you and all.
And they do in some cases.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
But in most of the cases, they never saw combat.
Isn't that something, though?
And just look at 9/11, which we're,
oh,
celebrating tomorrow again.
Tomorrow, 17 years already.
Yeah. Look at all the people. Look at all the EMTs that went there. Look at all the firemen that went in, the policemen,
mm-hmm,
all these civilians that survived it and have it.
Right, exactly. Those people,
yeah,
that lived through it and stuff.
Right.
Lost, you know,
lost
workers, family
workers,
members,
right,
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Or saw people jumping out of 20-story buildings, you know, 20-story,
yeah,
level windows. You know, that all caused a tremendous amount of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And rightly so. I mean, you know, I mean, I can totally understand it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so sad that a lot of the people, when someone gets something like that, the family or who should be the support group, a,
mm-hmm,
lot of times aren't.
Right.
And, you know, I know somebody that has a horse farm up in near Glen Gardner, and she goes to Lyons Hospital, and the veterans from Lyons come, and they don't allow them to ride the horses, but they talk to them. They can walk them. They can.
Oh, okay.
And it's like they can talk to the horse,
right,
and tell them what they're feeling and get it out, and they don't have. It's not judgmental.
Big part of it. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
The horse is just sitting there, mm-hmm, you know, and, you know, may lick them or something, but that's it, you know. But it's not judgmental. They do children who have come from broken families, been abused, drug addict parents,
mm-hmm,
and they take them up there and they do the same thing. And it's wonderful.
That
it really
is incredible.
Is. Yeah, you know. But it's a way to get people to talk without actually talking to someone. but right. they're releasing their inner feelings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more they talk about it, the better they are.
Right, which is part of the therapy and stuff. And as sure. far as, number one, recognizing you had a problem, number two, verbalizing and
right.
talking
exactly.
about it and stuff.
Exactly,
yeah.
you know. And the more I think we can get people to do that, the more that we can help them, you know, or get help for them, mm-hmm. you know, because then the more they'll accept it, you know.
Right.
Because now they've gotten through. That's the biggest thing, is getting to talk about it, you know. And they don't want to talk about it, you know. Somebody sees, well, for example, I know this woman who was in a car with her husband. And he was driving and she was sitting in the front seat. And somebody ran a, I don't know if it was a van or a truck or something, ran a light and broadsided him. Her husband died in her arms.
Oh, geez.
She will not get in a car. She will not get on a bus, any way, shape, or form, you know. And that's PTSD, basically.
Yeah. You know? Very, very common.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's just so sad, you know. She'll talk about it.
Right.
But she
won't. So here her whole life has basically been altered and stuff from, you know, that. That incident that occurred,
right.
and it's traumatic and things like that, and
sure.
you can see how it affects people.
Right. You know, it's just a different way of affecting people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, you know, die in their sleep, and their loved one or their, you know, husband or wife is, you know, all broken up and everything. This just affected her
yeah.
differently.
Isn't
know?
That something? Yeah, you would never think something like that would bring on that type of a... an emotional, you know.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Issue like that. Oh, wow.
That's true. You know. And
so do you see more men, more women, more young people, middle-aged people, older people, people just getting out of high school, people just getting out of college?
I think it covered it all.
Does it? So that runs the full gamut.
I mean, it runs the full gamut. Really does. You know, let's face it. Men are... either they want to fix everything or they don't talk about it.
Very common
that
you hear from women all the
right.
time and stuff.
Exactly.
You never talk about
right.
your feelings, your emotions
right.
and stuff.
And it the way it is with men, I don't know why, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when families have a child who has been diagnosed with mental illness, father wants to fix it. And I always refer to it in the family-to-family class as like, mothers are like bears, mother bears.
Mm-hmm.
They hug the cubs and keep them close and, you know, watch them while they grow up because they want them to, you know, grow up into be a big bear. Fathers are, let's fix it, you know. What's wrong with it? We got to do it. Well, we do this, we do that. And you can't fix it, okay?
Right.
Mental illness is a chemical imbalance of the brain. My son and all the other millions of people who have it never asked for it. They said, oh, don't give it to me. They don't want it, you know.
Right.
It just is a chemical imbalance of the brain. How it affects the person and how they can go on with their lives or not go on with their lives, it all depends. But there is help there, but they have to ask for it.
That's the biggest thing. Well, the biggest thing is knowing that you have a condition. Number two, how to get the help and knowing where to go for it and all.
And then continue to...
And
do
then
what
continue
they're asking.
On with it and stuff.
Yeah, right. You know, that's a big problem. Because like we said before, oh, I feel better. Stop.
Well, happens,
the
yeah.
reason you feel better is because you took the medication or whatever you were doing, you know.
Right.
Like I told you about the girl in California that I know.
Yeah. That might be interesting to the people on the air.
And she called me one time, or I don't know if I forget exactly. It was been a few years back how we got in contact. But she's in California, and she's a young woman in her 30s. And she has bipolar and depression, and we talked on the radio, and on a phone on the radio, and she said, you know, she doesn't take medication. I said, okay, what do you do? She says, well, I run. Okay. She says, and I read a lot. Okay. I says, does it work for you? She says, yeah, it's great. I said, well, keep it up. She says, you're not going to tell me that I take my I'm not a doctor. You know, like I said to you before, I barely got out of high school. I think they got me out of there because they didn't want me around anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I says, so I'm not telling you to take medication or not take it. I'm just saying if it works for you, continue to do it because it's working.
Exactly.
Whatever works for you, do it. I says, all I'm saying is that maybe down the road, you may have to add a medication to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You may not, but you may. So that's all I'm saying, you know. And she continued. We keep in touch a little bit here. And,
oh, that's nice.
And she, you know, still running, still reading, still walking her dog, mm-hmm. and, you know, that sort of thing. And now she gives presentations to.
Oh, does she? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh.
She talked to the, what was it, the county government, like freeholders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it was interesting, you know.
Very good. We're going to take another commercial break, Larry. And so everybody just hold on and we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back, and this is Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola and from Nutrimost of Flemington. And today we've been talking to Larry Cartwright, who's associated with the NAMI of Hunterdon and stuff, and that stands for National Alliance of Mental Illness and all. What we are discovering here is that mental illness has been kept in the dark or in the shadows and stuff for so long that now it's finally coming to the forefront and stuff, and we're getting an explosion of individuals here across the country, across the world and stuff, but we're concerned more with Hunterdon County with people that do have the issues and things, and this particular organization does an excellent job of supporting the support, education, and advocacy for finding and, you know, first finding and getting diagnosed and getting into the right treatment programs, whether it's medication, whether it's therapies. And Larry and his group does such an outstanding job. And also, Larry, you've got a class coming up you were talking about?
Yes, we have a class starting the 22nd of September, and it's going to be held at the Hunterdon Medical Center. And it'll be from 9 a.m. to 11:30. It's Saturday. And we're going to try it on Saturdays because we used to do it during the week, and people would say to us, oh, we can't come because of work or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to try it on Saturday. It's the first one we're going to do on Saturday.
Oh,
so
okay.
We hope it works out.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally free. Everything is free. All the materials are free and everything. But you do have to register. And there's a way you can call. You can call 908-284-0500. And the woman that monitors our phone, she will direct you to the right person.
Oh, okay, good.
So, right. But you can, you know. And it's everything's free, and that's the good part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not costing anything. So if you're a little tight in the budget,
it's even better and stuff.
Yeah, it's not gonna cost you anything,
right?
You know,
so. And it's a service that's very, very good for you know, the individual. Number one, if you've got a family member that's got an issue or doesn't know they have an issue and stuff, to be able to identify it and stuff and get them to the right treatment
right.
program and things like that.
And it also helps the family or the caregiver how to deal with it, you know, because like I think I believe I said, we try to get the person or if it's husband or wife or whatever, sister, mm-hmm. brother, whoever's taking a class, we try to get them to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness.
Right, which is so different and all, where, you know, most of the time, you know, support groups and stuff, they want to, you know, have you be able to, you know, push the person in the right direction, but you have no understanding of what they're going through. Yeah.
Right. And we do various things to try to help the people who take the class understand better what the person that they're, you know, caring about is. And it doesn't have to be a relative. It can be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
It can be somebody you work with, you know, your next door neighbor, you know, anything. You know?
Right.
Most of the time it's somebody that they, you know, aunt, uncle, mother, father, sister, brother type thing, child.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be, you know. And it's the same thing with the support group. It doesn't have to be, it could be, you know, your next door neighbor that you're caring about, you know.
Right.
So
it must be a very, very, you know, rewarding position that you have, and it can also be very frustrating
for
you.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
It's rewarding to see some of the people that move on and go on with their lives. I have a real good friend. He's a CEO of a large corporation, and he has mental illness.
Oh.
And has a wife and three daughters, and, you know, great job. And, you know, but it wasn't always easy.
Right.
And it wasn't always easy for his family,
mm-hmm.
because he would go through these issues.
Oh, geez.
And, you know, it's not easy. But with support, you can do it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's why we try to get the families and loved ones or whatever to support the person and how to support them, you know. You don't always have to be condescending and allow them to get away with, you know, all this. But there's ways to support them
right.
without enabling their illness.
Right. Enabling, you hear the term all the time. A lot of times you hear the tough love treatments
and
stuff.
That doesn't work with somebody with a mental illness.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
You know, it really doesn't. And, you know, sometimes there's not much you can do but call the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people that have, you know. And they were in a situation and they had to.
Right.
What's nice now is that a lot of the police are going through what they call crisis intervention training, CIT training, and they are more aware of mental illness and how to handle it.
Right. Yeah, because so often you come on to it, you know, especially with the police people, you know, they're called in, you know, it's a domestic dispute. Well, no, it isn't. It's the individual that's gone off his meds or didn't take his meds or is, you know, just having an episode and all.
Right, exactly. And a lot of times, and there's a local woman who lives in Flemington who used to be a prosecutor, assistant prosecutor in Union County, and she helped get crisis intervention training started up there.
Isn't that interesting?
And we're talking to her now about maybe getting it started here.
Here in Huntington County? Oh,
because,
wow.
You know, with us, it's a little difficult because sometimes we only have 2-3 police officers on a force,
mm-hmm.
and you take someone away for, you know, all week.
Right.
The other two guys are going to, you know, working 12-hour shifts and, you know. So it's a little more difficult here, but we're going to try and work to see if what we can come up with.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's, you know.
Very, very good. So there's a lot of things that are in the pipeline here for Huntington County,
mm-hmm.
besides all the work that you guys, your organization is doing right here for our own people and all. And that's just, you know, such a good thing to have here in Huntington County for, you know, the youth, you know, the middle-aged and the elderly people here in Huntington County that go through a multitude of different stressors or conditions that may put them into a position where they need your assistance.
And, you know, like we were talking before, it's amazing because Huntington County is supposed to be so wealthy and everything. I don't know what I'm doing here. But and people don't believe that there's homeless here.
Isn't it something?
And they are. They're living in tents. I can take it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that they want to be homeless, you know, but they are.
Yeah.
And it's just, well, you know, we don't have that here. Well, yeah, you do, you know, and unfortunately you do, you know.
Right.
And, but we're working on it. You know, we're trying to break the stigma that's attached to mental illness, and one day we will.
That is amazing and stuff. And so we, you know, Hunter and Cameron really appreciate you guys, you know, stepping forward. And, you know, this is all volunteer, too, that you're doing. So that's, you know, above and beyond, you know, the call and things like that. So with the few minutes that we have left and stuff, why don't you go ahead and announce that class again?
Okay. Well, the class is going to be on September 25th, which is a Saturday. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 11:30, and it'll be held at the Hunter Medical Center. It's totally free, but you do have to register.
Okay.
And the phone number to register is 908-284-0500.
With the last few minutes, we were talking off air about this stigma-free zone that you're kind of spearheading
now. We're going to the various governments in the townships. Mm-hmm. I think it was 20-some-odd townships in the county. 26, I believe it is. And we're trying to get them to approve a resolution of being stigma-free in their county. And a couple of them already have. In fact, the Chamber of Commerce passed one, you know.
There we go.
So we're getting there. But it's helping if the counties, you know, governments of the county, the freeholders are all supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they approved it for them.
Right.
You know. So it's just something that we like to get out, that we break the stigma and we're, you know, making a big step forward.
And that's a big step forward and all. Like, you know, because so many people feel like they're branded or they're going to be exercised or, you know, just, you know, ostracized and stuff to their condition and stuff. And it's just another, you know, physical, emotional, or mental condition that's out there and all.
Exactly.
So, very good. Yeah. Well, again, Larry, we really appreciate you coming on our show, Get Healthy Hunted In, and really, you've opened up our eyes to, you know, another service that's available for the citizens and the residents here of Hunterdon County and all. And, you know, we can only wish you the best of luck with the pursuing of, you know, the stigma-free zone, you know, the classes that you give and the services that you provide and
all. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Very good. So this is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon. We look forward to seeing everyone next Monday at 12 o'clock and for another exciting show.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Republican Representative Ron DeSantis announced he is resigning from his Congress seat to focus on his race for Florida governor, his campaign confirmed earlier today. DeSantis sent Speaker of the House Paul Ryan a letter and said he would be resigning immediately and that it would be inappropriate for him to collect a salary from the House because he plans on missing a majority of the chamber's remaining days in session. Hurricane Florence is likely to hit the eastern part of the United States later this week. WeatherBell's Joe Bastardi on what you can expect if you live in North Carolina and South Carolina.
A storm comparable in intensity at landfall to Hugo and Hazel. Those are the benchmark storms in the on the Carolina coastline. Strong Category 4 hurricanes. But the difference with this is it's not going to move fast. It's going to go inland, sit over the southern Appalachians, and lead to 3 to 4 feet of rain in parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, perhaps even into southwest Virginia.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
New York City will once again be remembering everyone who died on 9/11. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York City will mark the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a number of events tomorrow, including the September 11th Memorial and Museum, holding its annual ceremony on the 9/11 Memorial Plaza at the World Trade Center site to remember the nearly 3,000 people who died in those attacks. And houses of worship across the Big Apple will be tolling their bells in conjunction with the first moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the time when the first plane hit the North Tower.
North Korea held a major military parade and brought back its iconic mass games to celebrate its 70th anniversary yesterday. The North Koreans rolled out some of their latest tanks for the parade, but really spent this time under North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un actually focusing on the economy and the denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, unlike past parades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed.